USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department Inspector General's report accuses the Bureau of mishandling the Hillary Clinton email probe, singling out former FBI Chief James Comey for heavy criticism. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray says that new government report finds no evidence, though, of bias at the Bureau.
This report did not find any evidence of political bias or improper considerations actually impacting the investigation under review.
This morning, President Trump, though, is letting the nation know what he thinks of the report, tweeting that it's a total disaster for former FBI Director Comey, as well as for, quote, his minions and, sadly, for the FBI. The president adding, quote, Comey will now officially go down as the worst leader by far in the history of the Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The report is out from the Justice Department Inspector General detailing his review of the FBI investigation into the Hillary Clinton email scandal during the 2016 election. The report claims there was no bias shown towards Clinton, but that the FBI did not follow normal procedures during the probe. And it's especially critical of then-FBI Chief James Comey. Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who chairs the House Judiciary Panel, says
there is not standard procedures followed in investigating her, and there was special treatment given. There's no doubt that this was not proper process, and the report shows time and time again how Director Comey and others made mistakes, errors in judgment, or deliberate. People can draw their own conclusions, but it was improperly handled.
He was speaking on Fox News. Current FBI Chief Chris Wray says he accepts the findings and that individual employees will be held accountable for misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
One of America's monuments in the nation's capital getting some much-needed repairs. A National Park spokeswoman says the Lincoln Memorial needs, for one thing, a new roof.
We know that roofs have a lifespan. They are not a forever surface, and we accept that every couple decades we are going to have to do some sort of roof upgrade.
It's been 30 years since the last roof work was done. The construction will also fix some earthquake damage done a few years ago, and the $25 million project at the Lincoln Memorial will also expand the current exhibit space and add a few new displays. Kentucky is suing pharmacy giant Walgreens over what those state officials call a dual role in the opioid crisis. In the lawsuit, the Kentucky Attorney General, Andy Beshear, alleges that through its role as both a pharmacy and a distributor, Walgreens directly contributed to that state's drug epidemic. This is the sixth opioid-related lawsuit that Beshear has filed, and it's the latest in a wave of lawsuits brought by state and local governments against the pharmaceutical industry in connection with the opioid epidemic. And the late Steve Hawking receiving an honor today reserved for very few people. The renowned physicist's ashes will be interred at London's Westminster Abbey between the graves of Sir Isaac Newton and Charles Darwin. Hawking died in March at the age of 76. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.